The power companies in Anchorage say only a small number of customers are still without electricity in the wake of the severe windstorm that hit the city last week. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan has made no public comment since the big storm, but city spokesperson Lindsay Witt says the City Office of Emergency Management has issued a damage survey through the city website. The survey will help the city decide if a declaration of emergency is warranted. City Office of Emergency Management can also be contacted through its Facebook page. According to Witt, city police were swamped with calls during the storm.
Dispatch saw a record number of phone calls go in on the night of the storm. However, we're very fortunate for a few things. One being that this is in September, and it's not winter months. And although many Alaskans realize how cold it is without having a furnace, we are very fortunate that it wasn't in the middle of winter.
Witt says no deaths or serious injuries have been reported as a result of the storm, nor has the city received word of any major loss of property. The Red Cross's Katie Bender says her organization has helped only two families find temporary shelter since the storm hit last Tuesday. Meanwhile, the cleanup continues. The Anchorage Botanical Garden was hit particularly hard. The garden's director, Julianne McGinnis, says 50 or more trees are down at the 80-acre garden at the foot of the Chugach Mountains.
And you can see where they are. Already cleaned up some of these sections of fence. The trees just retied up. So the first order of business Wednesday was getting the fence secured so moose don't get into the garden. So we went around from both angles and just started pulling trees off the fence.
The garden leases the land from the municipality. It closed for 2 days so workers could assess safety concerns. So far, volunteers have cleared most of the garden's trails, and the facility has reopened for its usual hours.